This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, from BetQL, it's time for the Daily Tip with Michael Jenkins.
Dang it, he's talented, and let's be honest, I go for ambition, not look.
And Chelsea Messenger.
Don't kill the messenger, or the messenger will kill you.
Hey, Dad, don't forget about me, the dunkster.
Presented by BetMGM.
Welcome back. It is the Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM. Great to have you with us on a Women of Wagertainment Wednesday. What does that mean? Well, coming up in our final hour, we'll tell you what we like today in Major League Baseball. Then at 8:20, we will check in with Kate Constable and find out who she likes tonight in the NBA. Then at 8:40, we're going to wrap things up with the Donkster. And speaking of the Donkster, Chelsea, boy, do we have something to talk about. As I woke up this morning, that's right, stretch the old arms out, crack the knuckles. I woke up this morning to a video online on X of Nick Ashew saying that the Donkster told him that he wants to go to the night show. We have to play this clip.
Now, for the longest time, the poor little guy was led to believe that this pillow belonged to someone else. And I blame Michael Jenkins of the Daily Tip. It's his fault. So we had a long conversation today. The Donkster really spilled his heart out to you and I, Ryan.
Yeah.
And let us know. And I would like to make this announcement now on this show and make sure that they know on the Daily Tip and they know moving forward. The Donkster has requested to be a part of our show now, Jenks and Chelsea. Now, it's mainly Jenks' fault because Chelsea's out in Nashville, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, we don't really
blame her. So we're
going to
blame you, Jenks.
Yeah.
The Donkster has requested to now be a part of our show. He's tired of you making fun of his voice. That's why he just whispered in my ear tonight. Won't talk to me. He wants to whisper. He doesn't want to even talk on this microphone. He's tired of being made fun of. And he's tired of being misled.
Yeah.
And he's really upset that that pillow that he loves to cuddle with right there does not belong to the person he believed it belonged to. Now, I've given him permission to have it whenever he wants.
Yeah.
And he's very, very happy. But from now on, the Donkster would prefer to be a part of BetMGM tonight and no longer with the Daily Tip.
Wow. Chelsea, we're going to ask the Donkster about this personally. We'll get to him. But what were your thoughts hearing that the Donkster had the audacity, according to Nick, who, as we know, served some time. He got through that. We're not going to bring it up again.
Wait, what?
It's a long story. He says he's innocent. The law obviously decided otherwise. It's over now. He's been to the halfway house, probation. He's through it. And I applaud, by the way, BetQL for saying he's a talented guy. He did his time. It's over. He has apologized to the victims. That's all over now. I don't want to focus on that because I'm a positive person. But looking forward, what was your thought when you heard the Donkster supposedly tell Nick this last night?
Oh, Nick, you poor soul. You're believing the Donkster? Oh, poor little innocent Donkster. This is the same stuffed animal that is shamelessly hitting on our guests, hitting on Aaron Hawksworth, hitting on Tristan Crick. There is no boundary for this Donkster that probably needs to go to HR a few times. So maybe he seems innocent to you, but he's not on your show. You don't know him. This is kind of like people who want a pet and they don't know or understand the responsibility of a pet. Oh, you had one interaction with the Donkster? Well, it's a lifetime commitment. And BetMGM tonight, I don't think you're ready for that commitment. the doxer is kind of a lot.
He sure is. Well, I got to tell you, there's only one way to solve this, and that is to ask the doctor himself. Doctor, this is early for you. Go ahead, come on in here. All right, buddy. So I can't even look at you right now. I'm your father. I've raised you. I've groomed you. You have a place on this show. Did you really say that to Nick?
I sure did, Dad. I love that show. It's called Tonight's Bets on BetMGM.
No, it's not. It's called BetMGM Tonight.
Doesn't matter to me. But since I'm the star of the BetQL Network and comfy with my pillow, I have demands.
Okay. Well, what are your demands?
First of all, I need a bath. I want Nick to wash me with his bare hands. I've got some crevices that need some extra attention, Nick.
Oh, no.
Number two, I want to watch the NBA with Trista while eating cheese puffs.
Okay.
Number three, I want to have drinks with Ryan, but I get to make the order. Hello, barkeep. Couple of Barnwaters, please. And then I want to go on a date with Aaron Hawksworth for a roll in the hay after Nick cleans me.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to go in on this, I mean, maybe. I would not like to give the donkster up. I feel like he has a place here. But the guy's not just going to suddenly jump shows. He's got to learn the name of your show, and you're going to have to come through. This guy believes he's a superstar. So, Chelsea, I don't think it's going to happen.
Also, again, with the HR violations, like, is nobody going to call it on this guy? It's like mascots. Like, mascots say or do whatever they want to, like, girls in the stands, and they're like, what? I'm a mascot. I can grab her. Like, Donkster, calm down. Like, how many HR violations were in that monologue? Like,
13.
At least three.
Well, okay. Look, again, Nick's criminal past aside, I want everyone to be happy here on this show. So, let's see what happens. The Donkster, by the way, can we cut away to the Donkster? This guy, oh my God, how comfortable is he? He's taking Nick's pillow. By the way, it wasn't Trista's pillow. It was Nick's pillow. He's got Nick's pillow. He's comfortable in his chair. He's got a microphone. I don't know. It's going to take a lot to move him, Chelsea. But at least we know now that he did say this. I just don't think we're going to be able to cut a deal to make it happen. That's a big ask.
Well, especially since you were the one that inflated him. It was your lips on where is his little nodule?
It's where you would think. Yes, well, I wish. I honestly, this is how you know it's bad. I wish it were on his butt, okay? That'll tell you something right there. So, good luck, Nick.
We're
enjoy.
Gonna get canceled.
Here's what's going to happen.
Us. The doctor's taking us down with him.
We'll send him to the night show, and I guarantee you that guy will be back in 24 hours. Like, you got to inflate him every day. So, if you want to do that, by all means, take over. Enjoy. Have a good time. All right, doctor. Back to the end of the show for you. It's way too much pub for you. Chelsea, I wanted to mention this to you before we get into maybe a pick or two that we like today in Major League Baseball. Because Major League Baseball's players are getting their wish. New unis are coming in 2025 because Nike redesigned these uniforms. They have small lettering for the nameplates on the back. Looks terrible. They have mismatched tops and bottoms when the uniforms are gray. And there's an issue where these jerseys collect sweat. And my favorite part of this whole thing is sort of the spin on it, where the Major League Baseball Players Association says Nike was innovating something that didn't need to be innovated. No, they weren't. They went on the cheap. They made a bunch of cheap uniforms, and all of a sudden the players were like, what is this? Is this Little League Baseball, or is this the majors? And now they're going to correct everything next season. This was going in on the cheap. Even the materials are cheaper to make a lot of money, and the players are like, dude, at some point, stop cutting costs and get in here and make a pro uniform. So that will happen in 2025. Less sweat for the players in Major League Baseball.
Well, also, it was so bad that you could even tell in pictures and in TV. Because sometimes, you know, when you're shopping on Amazon or Temu or whatever, things actually look good in pictures. But then you see it in person, you're like, wow, this is terrible quality. The fact that these uniforms were so bad that we could tell in pictures, I can't even imagine how bad they looked in person. So yes, this was a big enough issue for the MLB Players Association to get involved and send a memo because these uniforms were so god-awful. Not only did they look terrible and you could see like their underwear through the pants, they also are affecting performance, which is the bottom line. Do you want something that's affecting players' performance? No! You're a billion-dollar corporation. At least get them some decent uniforms. So this feels like it should be happening.
Thank goodness. Uniform gate 2024 is over, but you guys still get the see-through pants for the rest of the season. Well done, Nike. Okay, today's slate, Major League Baseball, Chelsea. So, all right, we'll start with the Dodgers and Diamondbacks in the desert. Dodgers just -135 on the money line. The D-backs are +110. Total is 8.5. Yoshi Yamamoto going for the Dodgers. It is Zach Gallen getting the call for Arizona. Give me a winner, Chelsea.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Two really good offenses, two solid starting pitchers. So it feels almost like a coin flip to me. I guess if you were taking that route, you say, okay, you take the plus money. You take the D-backs in this game, a really solid squad. But maybe the sabotage factor is that Zach Gallen has had some tough ones against the Dodgers last year. He had two starts where he gave up at least 5 earned runs. So maybe the Diamondbacks can hit their way, you know, past that. But still, it's a game that I don't really want to bet on. I would say if you believe in Zach Gallen, maybe you just take the first 5 under. But both these offenses are really good. So any way you slice it, these are tough games to look at. Even though I'm looking at MLB.com right now, and it says Jordan Montgomery's pitching. So maybe double check the starting pitchers in this one before you make a bet.
Oh, good call. I was banking on Zach Gallen.
Yeah, Montgomery got bumped by the bees last night.
Oh, that's right. Did you see this? That's a good call. There were like a hive of bees in the netting at Chase Field. So that delayed the game 2 hours. The D-backs had to call a beekeeper who was 45 minutes away. So it took 2 hours for him to clear the bees. And then they let the beekeeper throw out the first pitch. That's the perfect way to go about it. So that's why Jordan Montgomery getting bumped.
Oh, the bees. We should have seen it coming, right? A swarm of bees?
Of course.
That's something we should have prepared for. But Jordan Montgomery, we know him as one of the stars of the postseason for the Texas Rangers last season. So if there's anybody that could maybe shut down the Dodgers' bats, it is Jordan Montgomery. Last season, he did face the Dodgers as a member of the Cardinals before he got traded. 6 2/3, only 1 earned run. So maybe that's the way to go. Maybe I like the Diamondbacks even better.
Yeah, I don't mind that a bit. Diamondbacks plus money on a card, why not? Guardians at the Astros. Curious to hear your pick here. Astros are laying $1.75. The Guardians are +145. Total is 8.5. Tristan McKenzie will be towing the rubber for the Guardians. It is Justin Verlander getting the start for the Astros. The more I look at this, the more I'm not sure about it. But I think I'm going to play this down to 8 and hit the over at -130. Here is why. Tristan McKenzie, not great, Bob. He has gotten past the 5th inning only once this season. That's when he went 5 2/3 innings against the White Sox, but whatever. The White Sox don't hit anyone, even though they, swept the Rays a couple days ago. That was wild. But McKenzie has faced a bunch of light-hitting teams this season. The Astros are not one of them. They hit for average, not necessarily a team that scores a lot of runs, but I think they can have enough success off of him. Conversely, Justin Verlander may go out, pitch a gem, but he probably won't pitch long, and that Astros bullpen can be touched up, especially by a Guardians lineup that has been very, very effective this season. Guardians haven't been great over the past few games scoring runs, but I think they get right tonight, so I'm going to go over 8.
I think every single road I go down, there's a sabotage factor in this one.
Yeah.
Like, I like the Astros behind Justin Verlander, but their offense really has not been that great this year. The advanced metrics are actually good, but as far as run scoring goes, they're in the bottom 15 in Major League Baseball. Maybe you look at Justin Verlander in a strikeout prop. It's set at 5.5, juice to the under. I think I like that just simply because the Guardians are one of the least strikeout-prone teams in all of baseball. 4th lowest strikeout rate in all of baseball. Plus, they're a good hitting team. Like, it wouldn't shock me if they actually score some runs off Verlander here. Surprisingly enough, this is one of the better offenses in all of baseball. So maybe put some respect on the Guardians. It's a pretty good price on a team that's leading their division and top 10 in WRC+. So I don't really want to bank on Tristan McKenzie, but maybe the Guardians plus 145.
That's not a bad idea, honestly. Anytime you can get a team like the Guardians of plus money, I absolutely think, just out of principle, out of trying to get some plus money in your card, that you should. Cubs at the Mets. The Cubbies are a favorite at minus 120 on the money line. The Mets are even money. Total is a low 7 and hook. Juice to the under, minus 120. Shota Imanaga going for Chicago. Jose Buto going for the Mets. Chelsea, give me a play here.
I'm going to go first five under four if you can get a decent price on it. We know Shota Imanaga has been fantastic so far this season. You look at the Mets, they're not one of the top 10 offenses. They've been hitting a little bit better as of late, but Shota, boy, has he been good. If you don't remember him, he pitched the gold medal game for Team Japan in the World Baseball Classic, shutting down all of the American bats. So either you go Shota Imanaga under 2.5 earned runs, or you take the first five under four and hope that Jose Buto can shut him down at least and be decent in the first five as well.
I'm going to play this, but I'm going to play it a bit differently. I'm going to go Cubs first five money line just because Imanaga has been so good. And you mentioned how unhittable he has been. He's given up a total of 3 runs in the last 28 and two-thirds innings. Cubs have won every game that he has started this season by at least 2 runs. So I like the run line for the Cubs. You want some plus money, but I'm going Cubs first five money line, minus 127. Coming up next here on the show, you've heard what we think about tonight's NBA playoff games. Are we on the same page as Kate Constable? She is next on the Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM.
Chelsea and Jenks will be right back on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. With Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger on the BetQL Network.
And welcome back. It is The Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM. I am Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. And just a few minutes, back to basketball. Kate Constable will tell us where she is going with her money tonight. The host of The Better Angle will be along in just a few minutes. Chelsea, I bet you didn't see this over the weekend, or maybe I'm wrong. In New York City, there were signs all over the city advertising a man in an orange mask, and he wanted people in the city to come see him at Union Square Park eat an entire jar of cheese balls. Well, guess what? By God, there's video of it, and he did. There were chants. First, it was balls, 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 balls. Then we heard cheese ball man, cheese ball man. And then when he had one cheese ball left, the chant was eat that ball, eat that ball. And by God, they were filming it. Everyone was there. He finished the entire jug. Everyone went nuts. And nary a person left disappointed. This was great performance art. Would you attend a guy in the park with an orange mask on who sort of looks like a serial killer, by the way? He's got that murdering mask on, but it's orange. Finish an entire jug of cheese balls? This is just good old-fashioned family entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Wholesome content at its finest. This feels like one of those things where you read, okay, this is in New York City. This seems like par for the course. Like, yeah. Don't they do like wild things all the time? And the difference is normally people don't even stop and look. Like, mm-hmm. Have you ever walked through New York City and there's like some absolute like crazy person mm-hmm. doing something crazy and people are just on their phones and they just walk right by? So like the only crazy part is that people were actually noticing this guy because it feels very New York City-esque. But haven't we all eaten a lot of cheese balls? Like those are one thing that are very easy to consume a lot of because they're airy. Like they're not super dense and they're delicious. The only thing that sucks is the cheese dust that accumulates on your fingers. Like, imagine his fingers at the end of this tub. They had to be caked in it, right?
Yeah, that's when you just go in and, you know, lick it off your fingers. I mean, if you're willing to eat an entire jug of cheese balls in front of strangers wearing an orange mask, and he has an orange cape, by the way, why not just finish the job, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But you don't get annoyed with the cheese stuff on your fingers? Because eventually you can't even get it off with your tongue because it's like packed down. So you have to start scraping it with your teeth.
There you go.
And that's when you really feel like an animal.
Yeah, you do that, and then you get some Goo Gone, and you put it on there, and it finally comes off. And it's just part of the process, Chelsea. I had a buddy of mine one time, a few years ago, my friend Justin, when he was a bartender here in D.C., we became pretty close, and he was always doing some of this performance art, and he goes, guess what I'm doing this weekend? I was like, what's that? He goes, we're going to set a world record in a church. I was like, okay. He goes, it's an abandoned church, though. We're going to set a world record for a motorcycle jump over the biggest bowl of soup. And the soup was going to be in an inflatable swimming pool. And by God, they did it. I don't know if this is in the Guinness Book of World Records or what, but he swore to me they set the world record.
This was your friend?
Yes.
You're friends with these type of people?
Justin, yes. Zamorowski lives in Austin now. Great guy. Super guy. And he's getting married. He's having a kid. Yeah, but when he was here, he was always doing stuff like that. It's crazy.
You act like this is normal.
Oh, it's not
jumping
normal.
A motorcycle over a bowl of soup?
It's not
Did
normal.
Did he have a job?
Yeah, he was a bartender. He called himself a performance artist. So This is this kind of thing, right? You come up with something weird, you perform it, you set a record, people film it, and I guess you can tell yourself you set a record at the end of the day. Okay, you know what? Let's talk about Kate Constable. Her record this season in the NBA is awesome. We got to bring her in to talk about some basketball.
Here to lay down the law.
Very grateful to you, Constable.
Thank you, Constable.
With her favorite picks for today.
Here's Clark. She fires and goes!
It's Kate Constable.
And may the Schwartz be with you.
Here we go. She comes to us live from Chicago, Illinois. You hear her across the BetQL network doing terrific work. Doesn't matter if it's videos. Sometimes she fills in on this show. She's also co-host of The Better Angle, Saturdays from 4 to 7 in the East. She is Kate Constable. Kate, good morning to you. Great to see you as usual. And have you ever set a record of any sort? Could be a local record, a world record, any sort of record whatsoever.
Oh, interesting question. First of all, good morning, guys. I can't think of a time that I really have. I wish I could had an answer for you, because that would mean like I was, you know, really either athletic, good at something, really smart. But no, I don't think I've set any records. I did watch the cheese ball video, though. My husband ran into the room the other day and he was like, you've got to check this out. And I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world until I kept watching it. And like, people are crazy. The crowd that amassed there and was chanting for this man, it was incredible. Like, it just kind of made me want to be there. I was a little confused, Chelsea. Like, he looked like he was struggling getting down that jug of cheese balls. And I agree with you. Cheese balls are like light and airy. You should be able to eat a lot of them. And he was a decent sized male. I think he should have been able to get down that bucket a little bit easier than he made it look. And maybe that was for the theatrics of it, to like act like he was struggling. But that was that was incredible stuff. Maybe that's the record I should go for, is how many jugs of cheese balls I can get down. See if that can be put in the Guinness World Record.
Oh, you're going to take this guy on head to head. That would be awesome. In fact, I think they should do this instead of have Oakland A's games. Like, just take the A's out. Like, nobody goes their games anyway. So just replace them with this guy. Yeah, replace them with this guy eating cheese balls. But, Kate, I will say, I have been grabbing my popcorn for this round of the NBA postseason. We had a great game between the Knicks and the Sixers last night, ending in what was a crazy fashion from Tyrese Maxey, really closing down the game. So let's look forward to tonight's slate. We have a game that maybe is not quite as interesting. The Celtics are laying 14.5 against the Heat tonight. The Celtics lead the series 3-1. Is there anything worth betting on in this game?
Yeah, this is a tough one because, it's up to 14 and a half in some places, and that's crazy. That I almost want to lean towards the Heat to cover just because the Heat are a team that despite who's on the floor, they're not just going to roll over at the end of the game. Like, a lot of teams would just kind of throw in the towel, you know, six, seven, 8 minutes left in the fourth, you're down by 20. That's not this Miami Heat team, even if their season is going to be over within minutes. So I lean towards the Heat. That's not, I don't think I'm actually going to end up playing that just because that feels kind of crazy. I'm going to take the Heat under their team total at 92 and a half. They've stayed under 90 points in games 3 and 4. So their last two, they only went over this number by a point and a half in game one. So nearly three of the four games have been below this number. And Jaime Jaquez is out tonight. And I mean, he was a bench player for the majority of the season. He was inserted into the starting lineup for this series with Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier out. And now having him out tonight, I think that's going to be a big blow. He's averaging just under 13 points per game. And when you're talking about a team that together collectively is averaging less than 100 points per game, like, that's a big chunk. He's also that player that keeps balls alive, plays alive. He'll get on the floor, go after those 50-50 balls, kind of that hustle player, even more so than, you know, every player on the Heat is. It's Heat culture, right? But I think he's going to be a big factor in this one. And without him, I'm not sure the Heat are really going to have too many scoring options or enough to get over this number of 92 and a half. Plus, without Porzingis, I'm not concerned in this series, not having Kristaps Porzingis in this game. The Heat have been fine without him. But I sometimes wonder, you know, when a team loses a star player, their teammates pick up the slack. They ramp things up a little bit. And I think this is a spot where the Celtics, they just decide, you know what, we're not going to play with our food. Let's close this out. And they lock down on the defensive end. So Heat's team total under 92 and a half is my play here.
We are chatting with Kate Constable, host of The Better Angle. Check it out each Saturday from 4 to 7 in the East. She is a contributor across the BetQL network. Oh, I like seeing this. We got the Mavericks laying 2.5 or 3, depending on where you get it. Take it on the Clippers tonight. I am all over Dallas, but who are you on?
Ooh, I like it. Squad play, Jinx. I'm all over Dallas as well. I like that at BetMGM. You can get -2.5. I've seen it at 3 other places, but hey, grab it at 2.5. That's a great number. This is kind of all about the Mavs getting off to a hot start. In the two games in which they got down early, games 1 and game 4, they lost both of those. They were able to kind of climb back in the second half, especially in game 4, but ultimately just, you know, a little too late. But if you don't get yourself in a 20-point hole in the first quarter, in the first half, Dallas has been okay. Clippers also shot 54% from the field, 62% from deep in that game 4 in which they won, but barely, because the Mavericks did come back in that one. But I think we see a little bit of shooting regression for the Clippers. They're not going to be able to continue on at that clip, especially from three-point land. Kawhi Leonard's still out. That really doesn't matter a whole lot for me. I mean, he's an unbelievable player, but the Clippers have lost when he's been in the game. They've won when he's been out of the game. So I'm not really factoring his absence into this one a whole lot. I do like the fact that Dallas grabbed 14 offensive rebounds in that game 4. They're active on the glass. If they can shoot a little bit better, not get into a hole early, I think they can have success tonight. Plus, we've seen them win on the road. We've seen the Clippers win on the road. This isn't like one of those series where the home team wins every time. So I'm taking the Mavs, laying the points.
All right, Kay. So one of the more interesting aspects of this postseason thus far has been the anointing of the new young superstars. Anthony Edwards feels like he has risen, and it feels like a series in which we saw the Timberwolves go from a young team that maybe you can't trust to a team that looks like a real contender, sweeping the Suns. But next up, they've got the Denver Nuggets. Do you think the T-Wolves stand a chance?
Yeah, I do. I really actually like the Wolves in this series. If you think back to last postseason, the Nuggets and Wolves played in the first round. That only went 5 games. But that was, the Nuggets came out after they won the title and said the Wolves were their toughest series despite it only going 5 games. Minnesota presents a ton of matchup issues for Denver. And Anthony Edwards, with the way he's playing, the confidence that he has right now, he's going to be really good in this series, and I'm not sure who on the Nuggets team is going to slow him down. I mean, you could put Caldwell Pope. I was missing the first name. KCP, put him on. I mean, Edwards can cook him. I think. Maybe they go Aaron Gordon for some size, some physicality, but then that leaves Carl Anthony Towns. Who's going to guard him? Rudy Gobert, he's not going to stop Nikola Jokic. No one can, but Rudy Gobert's the defensive player of the year, most likely one of the best protectors in the league. You then have Jaden McDaniels. You have Anthony Edwards again on the defensive end to slow down Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray. And Jamal Murray's health could be a little bit of a concern. I mean, he was dealing with that calf strain. Obviously, it didn't affect him too much in that game five against the Lakers. But if that's an issue at all in this series, that's going to be a massive blow. Also, Chelsea, you mentioned like Anthony Edwards coming off this series with the Suns. Everyone is talking about him. Everyone's high on him. I think maybe you're paying a little bit of tax for Minnesota early in this series. But I think so. Maybe you look at the Nuggets in this first game. But then if Minnesota loses, I think you jump on Minnesota series prices. I mean, even right now, you can get Minnesota at +1.5 for -120. Again, I think that's a little tax on Anthony Edwards just being so good against the Suns. But I think this is a long series. I see this going 6-7 games, and I would definitely sprinkle a little on Minnesota to win the series. And whoever wins this series, they're likely going to win the Western Conference final. So you might even sprinkle a little on that as well.
She is Kate Constable, host of The Better Angle, Saturdays from 4 to 7 in the East, a contributor across the BetQL network, and a fan of Cheese Puff videos. Is that correct? Maybe you've come around just a little bit, Kate?
I think I got to add that into the Twitter bio. Fan of cheese balls, cheese ball videos.
Why not? Why not? Kate, we always appreciate the time. I'm glad we're on the same side as far as the Mavs go, and have a fantastic Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. You too. We'll see ya.
Oh, I don't know, Chelsea. Am I going to add the Mavs to the card? I'm going back and forth. I got three picks on the card. I think I might add one more. I'm either going one more baseball pick or the Mavs. I don't know. Are you going to go with one bet? When are you going to put a big card out there for us? Come on.
Well, that's not my style. And I feel like, knock on wood, I've been doing like okay lately. So why would I change my style now? Like, if it's not broken, don't fix it, right?
Oh, Chelsea. Break it.
What?
No, you're right. I don't know. You're right. You're right. I can't knock what's working for you. So I'm just trying to get on the right side. I feel like I've just been on a grind for like 3 weeks. Some weeks I'm up, some weeks I'm down, which I know that's how sports betting goes. But I just want a good, solid, like awesome week. And I'm waiting for it to come home. So I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go big card tonight. At least four. That's a pretty good card, right? Like, right there in the middle.
That's not huge. Like, that's normal size. Like four, you know. So I think it's coming for you. That's how betting is. Eventually your day will come. Maybe that day is today.
That's true. We're going to find out shortly enough. Coming up, will Chelsea bet on baseball tonight? And will the Dogster say something stupid? The answer to both of those questions, very likely yes. Best bets next on the Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM.
Chelsea and Jenks will be right back on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network. Welcome back to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. You know I need to hear it, Double D. Ooh, yeah. Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM. Jake Chelsea. Yeah, we got your best bets coming up. Chelsea, what are you going to do today? It's a Wednesday, Women of Wagertainment Wednesday, midway through the week, finally over the hump, headed towards the weekend. What's going on down there in the Music City? What am I missing?
Oh, well, we do have gymnastics today for my daughter, so I will take her to that. And then I think a nap is in the cards for me. I stayed up too late watching that damn basketball game. And I do this every time. Doesn't it feel like you have time to burn at night where you're just scrolling on your phone? You're like, I'll worry about sleep tomorrow. And then the morning comes, you're like, why do I do this to myself? Like, I know that I'm going to feel tired, but yet I feel invincible at 9:45 at night. Jenks, do you still have trouble like making yourself go to bed?
Not until I got my Xanax in the mail last week. Now I feel a lot better. I just have to take a half Xanny to make myself fall asleep. Do you know how unnatural it is for the body just to naturally fall asleep at like 7, 7:30? It's just not the way your body's built. Maybe if I'm older, it's like, oh, what's my bedtime? I am normally a night owl. Like on the weekends, we're going out, we're staying up late. So during the week, especially when the lovely Catherine gets home from work, and we try to squeeze in some time together, like at least hour and a half, 2 hours. And I'm like, oh, honey, I got to go to bed. And so because otherwise I don't sleep well anyway, so I have to go to bed earlier just to kind of compensate. Like, let me kind of get in what I can. But last week, and I'm careful with it, but I ran out of medication, so I was trying to go to sleep on my own. Impossible. I was so tired. So it would be like I go to bed at 7:30, then it's 8:30, then it's 9:30. And I'm checking scores. It's 10:30. I'm like, I'm dying. I've got to find a way to get to sleep. So thank God. Again, I'm careful with it, but now I've been able to wind down, not naturally, but at least in a way where I'm able to get some sleep. It has not been easy. That will not happen again. I have to time things out better there.
Jenks, if you had a master's dinner, it would, because you know the master's dinner where the former champion gets to pick the menu, yours would be no food. It would be an appetizer of Xannies. It would be a main dish of old fashions. Maybe you top it off with some martinis, and then you finish it off with some coffee and Red Bull. End of meal.
That's a good idea. I went back to martinis over the weekend. You know what's crazy? We went to, well, we dropped into the bar at the Four Seasons, and you have to drop in quick because that place is expensive. And all of a sudden, we looked around and we're like, wait, is that Jake Tapper from CNN? We're like, oh, it is. Is that Jim Psaki from CNN? Yeah, it is. Is that Dana Bash from CNN? So they were all getting together and having this little party before the correspondence dinner that took place here in D.C. over the weekend. So that was one of the few times that we actually ran into sort of the D.C. socialites, if you will. Like we were in that little uppity circle for like a hot second. We're looking at each other like, oh, look at them over there. They're right over there. We didn't go over and say anything, but we were joking around about I was going to go up to Jake Tapper and like, you know, elbow him like, hey, you guys, is this a TV get together? You guys want drinks? And just like completely like crashing their party. And he would have looked at me like, I have no idea who you are, sir. So we stayed away, but it was kind of cool.
But Jenks, you're a pretty big deal in DC. Like
no,
you've
I'm
been
not.
The DC media market for quite some time. Like maybe not as big as Jake Tapper, but like give yourself some credit. I think maybe you could snake in there. Like, been in TV here for a long time. I'm the local TV guy.
He must do local, like TV access, cable access, something like that. That's what they would say about me. It was a kind of a cool DC moment, but yeah, that was my excitement for the weekend. Otherwise, Chelsea, I'm usually in bed early, being boring. Waking up to a couple losers. I gotta win my bets, Chelsea. It's time. Let's go ahead. Get back on. We're all even for the week, right? So this is our time to get back in the dub column. Let's do it.
Time to place your bets.
Chelsea, you've been handing out winners after winners. I know you lost last night, but over the past few weeks, it's been a nice winning run for you. So what do you got tonight?
All right, so in tonight's action, I'm going to go with the first seven under 6.5 runs between the Blue Jays and the Royals. The reason I'm doing seven innings here is because both these starters have the potential to go past five. If you look at Seth Lugo for the Royals this year, he's been incredible. He has had one bad start, and that's not even that bad. He gave up 4 earned runs to the Orioles over 5 1/3, which is one of the best offenses in all of baseball. Other than that, it has been quality start after quality start. 6 quality starts in his 7 starts this season. So I think I trust Seth Lugo here, especially against this Blue Jays offense. It's very middle of the pack. Then you look at Chris Bassitt, who last year was much better at home than he was on the road. He's pitching at home here. Last year, his ERA was a full run better when pitching at home. Now the numbers are kind of skewed because he had one bad one against the Dodgers. But if you throw that one out, 2 of his 3 starts at home so far have been incredible. You have 13 full innings pitched over 2 starts, and only 2 earned runs given up. So I think both these offenses are a little pedestrian. Both these pitchers seem pretty dependable. I think they can go deep in this game. You get a little bit more wiggle room if you go first 7. First 7 or 6.5 runs between the Blue Jays and the Royals.
I like it. Chelsea, here's a bet I like even more. Cubs, first 5 money line, -127 at the Mets. We are backing Shota Imanaga here in 5 starts this season. A total of 3 runs. That covers a span of 28.2 innings. That's why his ERA is less than a run. I think he can keep this going against a Mets lineup that recently has been better, but overall is a fairly light-hitting lineup. Cubs are undefeated in every game this season in which Imanaga has appeared. I kind of like the Cubs on the full game money line as well. That's a bit cheaper at -120, but I will take him in the first 5 and fading Jose Buto here. Cubs first 5 money line, -127.
Yeah, I like it. I am going to play that game, but in a bit of a different way. Now it's time to bring in the third member of our Best Bets crew, the Magic 8 Ball.
Let us gaze upon the glorious Magic 8 Ball. Shall it fade or tail these noble bettors?
All right, 8 Ball, we got to make it snappy because we have some other bets. Do we like to place today? First up, I'm going with the first 7 innings under 6.5 runs between the Blue Jays and the Royals. Do we like it? 8 Ball says... reply, Hazy, try again. What did I just say, 8 Ball? All right, answer is, cannot predict now. Good God. All right, one more try, and then we're moving on. Signs point to yes. There you go. All right, how about Jinx's play? It's Cubs on the money line in the first 5 innings. 8 Ball, give us an answer, damn it. All right, don't count on it. Great. Thanks, 8 Ball, for a great performance.
Come on, 8 Ball, to check out the 8 Ball, to stream all the shows in the BetQL network. Forget about that dumb round thing. Just go to twitch.tv/BetQL. Tell us what else is on the card tonight.
Yeah, Cubs Mets first 5 under 4. Shota Imanaga has been incredible. ERA close to 1. And the Mets' Jose Buto has been pretty solid as well. Both these offenses are pretty average if you look at the overall numbers. No Cody Bellinger for the Cubs either. So first 5 under 4, Cubs and Mets.
Okay, a couple more bets for you. Justin Verlander, under 5.5 strikeouts against the Guardians. This falls right in line with my Guardians-Astros bet that will hit the over. Chelsea, you sold me on this. Guardians, one of the best teams in baseball in strikeouts in the majors, particularly against right-handed pitchers, and they should make enough contact not only for this bet to hit, but for us to get at least 8 runs. Justin Verlander under 5.5 strikeouts against Cleveland. And finally, Phillies first 5 run line, only -120 against the Angels. Huge pitching mismatch here. Zach Wheeler for the Phillies, Patrick Sandoval, the call for the Angels. Wheeler, one of the best in the game. Sandoval has been putrid this season. ERA of more than 6 when playing away from home. Phillies 4th best first 5 team in all of Major League Baseball. Phillies first 5 run line, -120 out in La La Land. Let's do your BetQL 5-star best bet for the trends, the stories, the videos, the analysis you need. Just download the BetQL app. Come on in, Donkster.
Good morning. I'm excited about joining my new show, Tonight's Bets on BetMGM. I've had a rash inside my left thigh for 2 months, but Nick's going to clean it for me.
Ew.
That's Aaron. We're going to bring Aaron in.
Oh, no.
That was such a guttural, like, disgusting. Oh,
I would hate to be Nick right now, because that sounds terrible. Right, Chelsea?
Good morning.
Am I wrong?
I promise to clean up, Aaron. Kings and Oilers, under 6 in the hook. Royals, Blue Jays, under 8.5.
Okay. Let's bring in Aaron Hawksworth. Aaron, I don't know if you saw this, but Nick said online, this is a clip from last night that has been posted, that the Donkster told him he wants to go on to BetMGM tonight. He wants to leave our show. And so the Donkster said, fine, but he has a list of demands. And one of those is that Nick gives him a bath. So that's where that comes from.
Well, I mean, Ashu has a dog that could be, you know, in his wheelhouse. He seems to really love his dog. So maybe he'll love the Donkster the same way. I'd be careful. He might try to steal him from you.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's what's happening here.
kidnapping. But the Donkster, like, I don't think he realizes what the Donkster is. Like, he is painting the Donkster as this poor innocent soul, but I've counted on the show, like, the Donkster has had like at least 5 HR violations in like the last hour. The Donkster.
And how exactly did he get that rash also?
Oh,
there needs
that's
to
a good
be an
question.
Investigation.
I don't think we need to investigate.
I don't want that,
that
answer.
I'll text you, Tessa.
Oh, no. Donkster.
Please don't.
No. We're taking his phone away. We're not going to let that happen. By the way, that might be my favorite moment of this show thus far. It's just Aaron's sound of disgust coming from the ether. That was fantastic. Sorry about that, Aaron.
Yeah, we're out on rashes here on BetQL.
Out on rashes. And with that, we wrap up another show on this Wednesday. Have a great show, Aaron. Thank you for being with us. That's it for this edition of the Daily Tip for BetQL, presented by BetMGM. She is Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Hope you go out and have a wonderful Wednesday. We will see you early tomorrow morning across the country at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Bye.
You've been listening to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. If you missed any of the show, listen back anytime on the new and improved Odyssey app.